As the pandemic has dragged on, Governor Polis has made hundreds of decisions affecting everything from the early end to the last ski season to how many fans could attend Broncos football games. And at least once or twice a week, he breaks down the latest case numbers and tries to inspire good behavior, mask wearing, and social distancing. You might remember this analogy aimed at limiting Thanksgiving travel.
The more family members that make that decision to self-quarantine, the more likely it is that you're not bringing a loaded pistol for grandma's head.
To date, Polis has issued more than 260 executive orders, all aimed at slowing the spread of the virus, orders that do not require buy-in from state lawmakers or local health departments. They've included the big stay-at-home order in the spring, limits on alcohol sales, and most recently on indoor dining limitations.
Like most Coloradans, I can't wait till the day where they're all expired and we're back to normal. Each one is... Difficult and thoughtful and predicated by science, but I can't wait till we're out of this.
But 10 months into the pandemic, the governor and his administration have been defending themselves against a steady stream of lawsuits coming from churches, businesses, and others questioning everything from mask mandates to capacity restrictions. Judges have mostly sided with Polis on the business restrictions, but not on limiting church attendance.
I'm doing my best to provide the stable, thoughtful leadership that the state needs, informed by science, to be able to get through this with our lives and our economy intact.
But not everyone is happy with his approach. Business owners in Steamboat Springs have been gathering in downtown each weekend this month to protest his coronavirus restrictions, especially on small businesses. They chant while waving signs and American flags.
All we need to do is get back to work now. We're not making enough money to pay our bills. Our restaurants and shops are about to fail.
That's David Eliason. He owns three restaurants, employing dozens of workers.
We're looking forward to an end to this quickly.
Eliason's call to open up Rout County did not go unanswered. The state health department recently allowed restaurants to reopen indoor dining in his county at 25% capacity.
Restaurants are open in Steamboat and across ski country at reduced capacity. I don't know if it's enough capacity for them to make it through or not. I hope so. It's why we convened a special session of the legislature, Republicans and Democrats working together, providing tax relief for restaurants, direct assistance. They won't have to pay for their liquor license next year.
But Republicans also used the special session right after Thanksgiving to air their grievances. They sponsored several bills aiming to strip his power and that of future governors.
We, as legislators, represent the people, not the executive, not the judicial.
Representative Richard Holtorf represents a rural district in northeastern Colorado. He was speaking in favor of the so-called Emergency Powers Checks and Balances Act. It would have forced Polis to get the legislature's approval for some executive orders.
Our power to represent the people can't be eroded.
But the Democrats who are in power at the State House, including Daphna Michelson-Janay, quickly shot down the bills.
What the governor has been able to do is to keep our state afloat during this difficult time.
So with all this angst brewing, I asked the governor for his take.
It's a good, thoughtful discussion in a democracy. I mean, if you're going to go that route, you need to have a full-time legislature. There's no question. Our legislature is a part-time legislature. Many folks don't know that.
With lawmakers only at the Capitol 4 months out of the year, he doesn't think they could respond quickly enough. Meanwhile, these types of power struggles are playing out all across the country. So far, Colorado has been spared from more heated clashes like Michigan, where several men were charged in a plot to kidnap their governor.
A lot of the governors have commented that when they were sworn in, they never anticipated having to take the kinds of measures that they've taken in the last few months.
James Nash is a spokesman for the National Governors Association.
No one wants to shut down a large segment of the economy, but at the same time, no one wants to lose thousands of their people.
Almost 2 years into his term, Governor Polis says he never imagined he would be facing a crisis of this magnitude, but stuck largely to his 2020 message.
We want all of our kids back in school. We want restaurants open. The way to do that is to be careful in our own lives.
I'm Scott Franz in Denver.